You're listening to Quest for Love, a podcast for smart, successful women who want to stop attracting the same kind of men over and over so they can finally have the love they want and deserve. Whether your status is single, dating, or it's complicated, this podcast is exactly what you need to take your love and life to the next level. And now, here's your host, love and life coach, Melissa Snow.
Hello, friends. Welcome back to episode number 19 of the Quest for Love podcast. I am your host, love and life coach, Melissa Snow. And today we are talking about a very important topic. I want to talk about things like depression, anxiety, bipolar, addiction, even chronic pain. And this podcast is for anyone who struggles with any of those issues, who has struggled with any of those issues in the past, and really anyone who wants to be able to better support those in your life who struggle with similar issues. This might seem like a topic that is out of left field and not really related to the goal of this podcast, which is about relationships. But if you've been listening to the podcast for a while, you know that what we're really focused on is improving your relationship with yourself, which thereby improves your relationship with other people. So I wanted to talk about this today because I have struggled with anxiety and depression since at least sixth grade, which was quite a while ago. And it wasn't until I was about 30 that I finally found the right combination of medications and therapy that allowed me to start emotionally functioning like I assume the average person does. And recently, I tried to come off one of those medications for several different reasons. And at first, I noticed that I was crying a little bit more, which is fine. Crying is a wonderful thing sometimes. But then I started to notice I was feeling kind of weird, but I thought maybe that was just because of daylight savings and the time change. And then about a week ago, I came close to having a panic attack for the first time in probably 8 years. So I started taking this medication again, and I'll probably take it for the rest of my life, and I'm totally at peace with that. But this experience really got me thinking about those of you who struggle with things like depression and anxiety and bipolar and addiction and chronic pain. There are so many messages coming from all different directions about how to feel better right now. Take medications, don't take medications, stop eating gluten, heal your gut, get a therapist, read this book, no, read that book, suck it up, stop feeling sorry for yourself. I know from my own personal experience that it can be hard to navigate it all and know what the right thing to do is. So this podcast episode is for all of you who have struggled with these types of issues or are supporting those who are struggling with these types of issues, whether they feel completely under control or completely out of control. I have some important things to share with you today. And let me just preface this by saying, I'm not a therapist. My degree is in English, not psychology. And although I do have several coaching certifications, nothing that I say today should be interpreted as medical advice. I am a love and life coach, and as such, I help people get really clear about where they are and where they want to be, what their goals are. And then I help them to overcome whatever obstacles are standing in the way of those goals. So usually the obstacles are rooted in the way that the client's mind operates, which is what makes this relevant. The way that they think about themselves, about relationships, about their goals, about their ability to succeed. As a love and life coach, I help women with a whole range of issues. Some of them are wanting to start a business or change careers. Some of them want to reach certain health goals. Some of them want to just feel more confident and empowered. Some of them want to start attracting a different type of man or heal from their past relationships or just improve their current one. At the root of all of these issues that clients come to me with, though, is their thoughts. The way that their mind is operating, the things that their subconscious is telling them without them even realizing it, and the connection that these thoughts have to their feelings and their actions and their results. This is true for everyone, whether you struggle with things like anxiety and depression or not. The goal is always to learn to improve your view of yourself and change your mindset to grow into the person that you want to become, who has the kind of life that you want to have. That's why you listen to this podcast, right? And although life coaching cannot cure or eliminate things like depression or anxiety or addiction, it can make them easier to manage. So unlike therapists, coaches don't specialize in treating these kinds of complex clinical problems, but they do help clients to manage their emotions, to challenge some negative thinking patterns that are changeable, to improve their relationship skills, to reduce their stress and anxiety, all of these things which improve mental health. Now, I remember once when I was really struggling with chronic back pain and my coach asked me, what if Justin Timberlake showed up at your door right now? She knew me very well. Or what if Ed McMahon and his $1 million publisher's clearinghouse check showed up at your door? Just to date myself a bit. Would you even remember that your back hurt if these people were at your door? And for me at the time, my answer was no. And what that showed me was that the more that I was focused on my back pain, the more that I thought about it, the more intense and debilitating it became. Of course, this is not always true, right? When I had gallstones and had to have my gallbladder removed, there was no amount of money that could have showed up at my door that would have distracted me from that pain. But you get what my point here is. It's the same thing with addiction. In AA, they suggest that instead of thinking, I can't have a drink, you may want to think something like, I could have a drink, but I'm choosing my health, or I'm choosing a relationship with my family, or whatever else instead. That subtle shift in thinking can take you from feeling defeated and discouraged to feeling positive and empowered, which is very likely going to cause you to take some really different actions and ultimately get really different results. It's the same with anxiety and depression. The more that I think, oh my gosh, I feel so horrible, or I cannot get up off the couch, or I'm never going to feel better, the worse I feel, 100% of the time. Now, I will say that it's not going to help you to change your thoughts completely. You can't go from I feel so horrible to I feel so great when you don't actually feel any different. But shifting your thoughts from I'm never going to feel any better to I've been here before, I know that this will pass, feels so much more hopeful and encouraging. But here's the other thing, is that it's not always that simple. When things like anxiety and depression and ADHD or addiction are involved, you can't always just change your thoughts and automatically feel better and function on a higher level. I can remember being depressed as a teenager and my dad saying, I just don't understand what you have to be so sad about. Now, anyone who has battled with depression understands that you really don't need anything to be sad about. You just are sad. The more that you try to convince yourself that it's not rational or to shame yourself into feeling differently, the worse it becomes. Now, you guys know that I love mindset work. It is the most powerful coaching tool, and it's the best way to make permanent, lasting changes in your life. But I'm going to tell you something now that most coaches won't tell you. It's not always your thoughts. If you struggle with anxiety or depression or trauma, bipolar, addiction, your brain is chemically different than other people's. And sometimes you're not going to be able to think your way out of it. And that is totally okay. I'm sharing this with you because I want you to know that I see you, I understand you, and there is nothing wrong with you. Changing your mindset can help you cope, but if it doesn't, the last thing I want you to do is feel shame about it. I want you to have compassion for yourself. I want you to be gentle with yourself and know that you are not broken. Your situation is not hopeless. You are exactly where you are meant to be. You are perfect in every way right now in this moment. Not when you get on the right medications, not when you stop having panic attacks, not when you finally get up and take a shower, not when you've been sober for more than a week. Right now, you are perfect, you are worthy, and you are enough. All right, ladies, that's what I have for you this week. Be sure to join us in the Love Starts Here Facebook group, which I will link up in the show notes. It is an amazing group of such supportive, wonderful, fun women. I promise you're going to love it. And be sure to join me next week on the Quest for Love podcast. And until then, remember, the quest for love starts with you.
Thanks Thanks for listening to Quest for Love. If you like what you hear, be sure to leave us a review and make sure to subscribe so you don't miss any episodes. For more information about how you can work one-on-one with Melissa, check out melissamsnow.com or questforlovepodcast.com. Until the next episode.